Listening test. Part 1.
1. You hear a film review on the radio.
This movie has been widely advertised as the big cinema event of the autumn, and it certainly has its positive aspects. For instance, the photography is superb, particularly in the outdoor scenes, and the soundtrack perfectly matches the setting and the content throughout. Rather frequently, though, I lost track of the plot, as I suspect did many others in the audience. In fact, it was just as well that all the leading actors put in such strong performances, or I would have lost interest long before the final third of the film, when the tension, and with it the volume of the music, really starts to rise. This movie has been widely advertised as the big cinema event of the autumn, and it certainly has its positive aspects. For instance, the photography is superb, particularly in the outdoor scenes, and the soundtrack perfectly matches the setting and the content throughout. Rather frequently, though, I lost track of the plot, as I suspect did many others in the audience. In fact, it was just as well that all the leading actors put in such strong performances, or I would have lost interest long before the final third of the film, when the tension, and with it the volume of the music, really starts to rise.
2. You hear two students talking about a holiday abroad.
If a group of us travel together, we might be able to get something off the standard rates for fares to other countries, because it's becoming impossible without some sort of discount.
There would have to be a lot off, the way prices are going. It'd be worth it, though, to see a bit of the world.
I don't know. There are lots of fun things you can do here in summer, and you don't add to global pollution by flying everywhere.
You can take a train or a bus, or even go by ship. None of those leaves much of a carbon footprint.
If a group of us travel together, we might be able to get something off the standard rates for fares to other countries, because it's becoming impossible without some sort of discount.
There would have to be a lot off, the way prices are going. It'd be worth it, though, to see a bit of the world.
I don't know. There are lots of fun things you can do here in summer, and you don't add to global pollution by flying everywhere.
You can take a train or a bus, or even go by ship. None of those leaves much of a carbon footprint.
3. You hear a woman talking on the radio about a place called Dolphin Bay.
I often used to listen to that travel programme on the car radio, and although apparently they once mentioned Dolphin Bay, I don't recall it. So it wasn't until last summer that I became aware of the existence of that wonderful place thanks to a TV documentary, following which I went to see it for myself. Since then, I've discovered a whole website about it with lots of fantastic photos, a video of dolphin families in the clear blue water, and links to blogs by other people who love the place as much as I do. I often used to listen to that travel programme on the car radio, and although apparently they once mentioned Dolphin Bay, I don't recall it. So it wasn't until last summer that I became aware of the existence of that wonderful place thanks to a TV documentary, following which I went to see it for myself. Since then, I've discovered a whole website about it with lots of fantastic photos, a video of dolphin families in the clear blue water, and links to blogs by other people who love the place as much as I do.
4. You overhear a woman talking outside the post office.
After I'd been waiting in the queue for 10 minutes, I thought that while I was there, I might as well also get some stamps for another parcel I need to send quite soon. But then I realised I didn't have any cash on me. This one, the one I was actually there to pick up, had been sent some time ago and delivered to my house yesterday. But as there was no one in, they left a note saying it would be here from this morning. After I'd been waiting in the queue for 10 minutes, I thought that while I was there, I might as well also get some stamps for another parcel I need to send quite soon. But then I realised I didn't have any cash on me. This one, the one I was actually there to pick up, had been sent some time ago and delivered to my house yesterday. But as there was no one in, they left a note saying it would be here from this morning.
5. You hear part of a discussion on local radio.
It's essential we ensure that no more hedges are cut down.
I mentioned that at a council meeting, but someone from the transport department said hedges prevented drivers from seeing other vehicles approaching, which could cause accidents.
That's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there are people who've moved here from the city saying they don't want the views from their country homes spoilt by tall hedges.
They really don't know how vital they are. How many species depend on them as a place to live? And they would probably be the first people to complain if some of those species started disappearing. It's essential we ensure that no more hedges are cut down.
I mentioned that at a council meeting, but someone from the transport department said hedges prevented drivers from seeing other vehicles approaching, which could cause accidents.
That's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there are people who've moved here from the city saying they don't want the views from their country homes spoilt by tall hedges.
They really don't know how vital they are. How many species depend on them as a place to live? And they would probably be the first people to complain if some of those species started disappearing.
Part 2.
Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hi, Joseph. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
And Cara, how are you?
Good.
As we discussed on the phone earlier, I wanted to speak with both of you about the subjects you have chosen to study and how you are managing your time. Okay?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, so I'll start with Cara. You've been here for how many months now?
I've been here for 6 months.
How are you finding it?
It's good. I'm enjoying the course.
And what about life outside? Are you making friends and socializing?
Not really. People here are quite closed. They don't talk to you.
I see. So, what do you do after classes?
I usually go home and study, and I might go out for a walk, but never really with anyone. Sometimes my roommate, Louisa, comes with me, but she always seems to be busy.
How is this affecting your schoolwork?
I don't think it is, but I miss home.
Cara, what I suggest for now is that you look into joining one of the social clubs on campus. There are a variety of them. You can go camping, skiing, snorkeling, painting, dancing, reading, horse riding, rowing. There's a list on the school website. Have a look and work out which one you're interested in and which suits your timetable. You'll meet friends that way and people who have the same career interests as you. As for the subjects you've chosen for a career in microbiology, I think you should look into dropping one of your subjects and picking it up again next year as a minor. You have a lot on your plate, and this will just cause great pressure. It doesn't mean that you aren't coping, but you're doing about 10 hours more than the average student a week. Think about it, and we can make another appointment to discuss it. When are you free?
I have an hour free usually on Wednesdays at 11:30.
Okay, good. Come to my office at 11:45 and wait in reception. Okay?
Okay. I'll see you then.
Now listen again.
Hi, Joseph. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
And Cara, how are you?
Good.
As we discussed on the phone earlier, I wanted to speak with both of you about the subjects you have chosen to study and how you are managing your time. Okay?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, so I'll start with Cara. You've been here for how many months now?
I've been here for 6 months.
How are you finding it?
It's good. I'm enjoying the course.
And what about life outside? Are you making friends and socializing?
Not really. People here are quite closed. They don't talk to you.
I see. So, what do you do after classes?
I usually go home and study, and I might go out for a walk, but never really with anyone. Sometimes my roommate, Louisa, comes with me, but she always seems to be busy.
How is this affecting your schoolwork?
I don't think it is, but I miss home.
Cara, what I suggest for now is that you look into joining one of the social clubs on campus. There are a variety of them. You can go camping, skiing, snorkeling, painting, dancing, reading, horse riding, rowing. There's a list on the school website. Have a look and work out which one you're interested in and which suits your timetable. You'll meet friends that way and people who have the same career interests as you. As for the subjects you've chosen for a career in microbiology, I think you should look into dropping one of your subjects and picking it up again next year as a minor. You have a lot on your plate, and this will just cause great pressure. It doesn't mean that you aren't coping, but you're doing about 10 hours more than the average student a week. Think about it, and we can make another appointment to discuss it. When are you free?
I have an hour free usually on Wednesdays at 11:30.
Okay, good. Come to my office at 11:45 and wait in reception. Okay?
Okay. I'll see you then.
Part
3.
You will hear a radio interview with the manager of a summer activity course. For each question, choose the correct answer.
We're lucky to have in the studio today Molly Taylor. Molly is arranging an activity course for the summer holidays. Molly, this is the second year of the course, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. The summer course operated for the first time last year for a 6-week period from the middle of July until the end of August, the length of the summer holidays. This year we'll be holding the course again. We did think about making the course longer this year and have a 7-week course, as there are some schools in the area which finish term a week earlier than other schools. In fact, the two private schools in the town have 8-week summer holidays. But in the end, we decided to keep to the same plan as last year.
But as I understand, last year's summer activity course was not a complete success, was it?
Well, there were a few problems, yes. We were actually very surprised last year by the number of people interested in the course. We didn't actually have enough staff to look after all the children who wanted to attend, and we had to turn people away. The weather also gave us some difficulties. There was such a lot of rain that we couldn't go outside as often as we wanted to, but had prepared for that. We had art and music activities that the children could do indoors, so they weren't left with nothing to do.
So, what activities can the children look forward to this year?
Well, once again, there will be art and music experts coming in who will lead creative classes for the kids. We also considered providing some more exciting adventure sports like rock climbing and caving. We decided not to in the end because it would make the course a lot more expensive for parents. Instead, we're introducing some fun projects, things that the kids can prepare together and show their parents what they have been doing. For example, we're going to put on a talent show and organise an American night. I think it will be good fun for the kids and teach them good skills too.
It sounds fun. So, can children come on the course for the whole summer?
Sure, kids can come for the whole length of the course if they like. We've done our best to keep prices low so that it's not too expensive for children to attend the course for as long as they want. There'll be different things to do every week, so the kids won't be repeating the same activities over and over again. However, I don't expect many kids will come for the whole summer, as I'm sure they will all go away with their parents for a week or two. We do, however, ask that children attend full weeks, not just single days. It makes it easier for us to keep attendance records.
The course is currently available for children aged 8 to 13. Why is that? Why don't you allow older teenagers to come on your summer course?
It's true, there really should be something for teenagers to do in the summer holidays too. Few people organise activities for teenagers because they are seen as difficult to please. They think they aren't interested in anything except computers and electronic games. I don't think that's true. I think they just don't get the opportunity to do the creative things they used to do when they were children, like painting and team games. At the same time, I don't think it's fair to force teenagers to spend their summer holidays with eight-year-olds. They shouldn't have to feel responsible for the little ones. They aren't babysitters. In the future, when I have found the right staff, I'd like to organise a separate summer course for teens too.
So, if a child or a child's parents is listening and is interested in coming on your summer activity course, what should they do?
They should go to my website, www.summeractivities.co.uk, and print out an application form. Send it in with a deposit as soon as possible, because the places are going fast. You'll need to tell us which weeks you are planning to attend straight away, but you won't need to choose your activities in advance. You can choose what you want to do every Monday. We do need to know if the child has any special needs regarding their diet.
Thank you very much for coming to speak to us, Molly. I hope the summer course is a success.
Now listen again.
We're lucky to have in the studio today Molly Taylor. Molly is arranging an activity course for the summer holidays. Molly, this is the second year of the course, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. The summer course operated for the first time last year for a six-week period from the middle of July until the end of August, the length of the summer holidays. This year we'll be holding the course again. We did think about making the course longer this year and have a seven-week course, as there are some schools in the area which finish term a week earlier than other schools. In fact, the two private schools in the town have eight-week summer holidays. But in the end, we decided to keep to the same plan as last year.
But as I understand, last year's summer activity course was not a complete success, was it?
Well, there were a few problems, yes. We were actually very surprised last year by the number of people interested in the course. We didn't actually have enough staff to look after all the children who wanted to attend, and we had to turn people away. The weather also gave us some difficulties. There was such a lot of rain that we couldn't go outside as often as we wanted to, but had prepared for that. We had art and music activities that the children could do indoors, so they weren't left with nothing to do.
So, what activities can the children look forward to this year?
Well, once again, there will be art and music experts coming in who will lead creative classes for the kids. We also considered providing some more exciting adventure sports, like rock climbing and caving. We decided not to in the end, because it would make the course a lot more expensive for parents. Instead, we're introducing some fun projects, things that the kids can prepare together and show their parents what they have been doing. For example, we're going to put on a talent show and organise an American night. I think it will be good fun for the kids and teach them good skills too.
It sounds fun. So, can children come on the course for the whole summer?
Sure, kids can come for the whole length of the course if they like. We've done our best to keep prices low so that it's not too expensive for children to attend the course for as long as they want. There'll be different things to do every week, so the kids won't be repeating the same activities over and over again. However, I don't expect many kids will come for the whole summer, as I'm sure they will all go away with their parents for a week or two. We do, however, ask that children attend full weeks, not just single days. It makes it easier for us to keep attendance records.
The course is currently available for children aged 8 to 13. Why is that? Why don't you allow older teenagers to come on your summer course?
It's true, there really should be something for teenagers to do in the summer holidays too. Few people organise activities for teenagers because they are seen as difficult to please. They think they aren't interested in anything except computers and electronic games. I don't think that's true. I think they just don't get the opportunity to do the creative things they used to do when they were children, like painting and team games. At the same time, I don't think it's fair to force teenagers to spend their summer holidays with 8-year-olds. They shouldn't have to feel responsible for the little ones. They aren't babysitters. In the future, when I have found the right staff, I'd like to organise a separate summer course for teens too.
So, if a child or a child's parents is listening and is interested in coming on your summer activity course, what should they do?
They should go to my website, www.summeractivities.co.uk, and print out an application form. Send it in with a deposit as soon as possible, because the places are going fast. You'll need to tell us which weeks you are planning to attend straight away, but you won't need to choose your activities in advance. You can choose what you want to do every Monday. We do need to know if the child has any special needs regarding their diet.
Thank you very much for coming to speak to us, Molly. I hope the summer course is a success.